Hello, producer Al here. Just a reminder that Phil and Sid will be back with the Monday podcast next week, looking back on match day one in La Liga. In the meantime, here's a clip from this week's bonus pod for patrons over at patreon.com/TSFP, in which Sid and I rounded up all the latest news from La Liga and looked ahead to those match day one fixtures. See you next week. This is it. It's here. It's back. Endless possibilities. Anything could happen. And it all kicks off.
Well, some things couldn't.
Well, let's go with anything
could happen. I'm pretty sure Cardiff won't win the league.
Well, look, there is always hope, Cardiff fans. There is always hope.
They're writing in to complain right now. How dare I write them off this
early? We kick off
on
Friday night with a really good game, actually, in prospect. Osasuna against Sevilla. Are you going to be there, Sid?
I'm going to try, yeah.
Oh, nice. It's always a pleasure to head up to Pamplona.
Exactly. And I don't know why, and I don't know if it's just my stupidity or whatever. I always feel like an emotional need to be at the first game of the season.
It feels special. I think that one in particular, so much of interest. Of course, we talked about Sevilla. Let's see what kind of team Sevilla can put out. Let's see if Isco's been posting lots of videos on his social media of him working incredibly hard with a personal trainer over the last couple of weeks in his garden, but let's see if that has translated into any kind of match fitness.
Yeah, he's very conscious, isn't he, Isco, of one of the accusations being put bluntly that he was a bit fat, and I think he's very conscious that's unfair. I remember him doing an Instagram photograph when he was at Madrid of him, was it him pulling his shirt up to wipe sweat off his face, and he had a really good six pack, and he made a point of kind of putting that out there as if to say, look, come on, leave it out. It's true that he didn't always look physically in the best shape, but yeah, running around your garden probably isn't quite enough to play a first division football match.
On Saturday, we've got Celta Espanyol. That's an interesting one. Espanyol have got a bit of a tricky situation with R.D.T., who has been kind of set aside, I guess, in pre-season training to a certain extent. I think there was a feeling that he was going to leave this summer, which is why they brought in Joselu in part. At the time of recording, R.D.T. is still there, and that's a little bit awkward.
Yeah, and you know, there's a broader point here, of course, which is, what are we, 8th of August? There are still over 20 days to go in the market. I think there will be still a lot of movement involving Spanish clubs. And I hate to say it, but I think a lot of movement out of Spanish clubs. And obviously a lot of movement as well for things like registrations and financial fair play and so on. And I think R.D.T. will be... I nearly fell over that. You can tell the season needs to get going so that it just trips off
the
tongue.
Well, the thing is, we have to refer to him as such, of course. But when you're actually talking about him, it does make it a little bit awkward because end up saying R.D.T. about 15 times. Yeah. But we'll stick with it.
I don't know about you, but when they signed Joselu, I think we all assumed this meant that he was going, even though initially we're told, no, this is about a partnership. There seems to be some issue with him on a kind of an emotional or group level, if you sort of mean, that he's a slightly unusual character. I must admit, watching interviews with him, I always get the feeling that he's not as arrogant as he looks, that a lot of this is superficial, and that actually he's probably quite timid in some ways. There's a sort of a vulnerability about him, but he's a brilliant player, and of course from their point of view he's a player that generates money for them, so I would expect him to go. But you're right, it's weird that situation hasn't been resolved, and it does feel like it's becoming quite problematic.
As for Celta, I don't really know what to expect from Celta, other than, you know, Barry to top score with 20 goals or something. I don't really
do you know what? Here's one of those kind of early season bold predictions that you end up looking bloody stupid for, right? I think this season could be a really bad one for Celta. And I think there's a possibility that Caudet is one of the first managers gone.
Yeah, you can see it happening. You can see it happening, sadly. After that on Saturday, we've got Valladolid Villarreal. That'll be an interesting test for a Villarreal team that we expect to challenge for top four this season. They need to be getting results at places like Valladolid if they're going to do that. And in the late game on Saturday, Barca against Rayo. So talk about a big test there for Rayo going to Barca. Let's see what kind of Barca team they're able to put out. Because, of course, we should mention that at the time of recording, they have not been able to register their new signings. Do we expect them to do that this week in time to feature in this game?
Well, what Barcelona have briefed is that there won't be a problem, that they
That sounds familiar from a Barca briefing point of view.
Well, yes, absolutely. And we have to treat that with a certain degree of care. But I mean, fundamentally, they're right, because there's an honesty about this particular point, which is the saying there won't be a problem because there is a fourth lever we can pull that we wanted to avoid pulling.
How many levers? Honestly, what's the record now, for the most levers? What machine has just an incredible number of levers?
It is like sort of an Atlantic City old school slot machine, isn't it? These levers everywhere.
I was thinking some kind of like a boiler room. There's steam everywhere, this huge machine and just a million levers all in a row. And Joan Laporta's in there sort of, you know, stripped to the waist, sweating, covered in grease, just pulling one lever after it. Sorry, that's an image.
I'll tell you what, Al, you've just written the opening line of my pre-season preview.